sometimes you cut the field.
Well, is there any difference between a patch and a field?
Well, you'd feel that you'd think that'd be in a larger area than a patch.
I see. You always hear about the pea patch?
Yeah.
And that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, when we were talking about wire fences, when you're putting up a wire fence, those things that you string the wire across, those are the...
Stretchers?
Well, the wooden things that go in the ground. The
posts.
And the thing that you use to dig the hole, that's the...
Post digger, post hole digger.
You had to handle that thing?
Yeah.
Did you... had experience putting up a lot of wire fences too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which would you say was easier, putting up the rail fence or the wire fence or what?
Well, over the years, of course, you'd use less labor on the wire fence. But not actually putting it up, there wouldn't be too much difference because you load your rails on the wagon, drove right along, and you just took them off the wagon and laid them on. It took more timber, of course, to build a rail fence. Mm-hmm. You'd probably use up more labor.
Are there any rail fences in this county?
Yes, but I tell you, they're around people's yards or something like that. If there's any in the county that are used for to hold cattle or hogs, I don't know where it is.
In other words, mostly just for looks nowadays?
Yeah, that's just looks. I know there's one on 24 that has a rail fence around inside the city.
Well, do you ever see any fences or walls around here made out of loose stone or rock?
Don't use that much here.
Is that right?
I don't know of anywhere.
Do you know of any in any parts of Arkansas?
Yes, I've seen some up in the mountainous area.
Well, talking about something a little different, what your best dishes are usually made out of, you'd say that was...
China.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that, that a farmer might use to try to...
Yeah. They had them made out of something like that, glass or something like that they used in the nest to attract the hens to that particular nest. And then they had some medicated just to get the lice off of it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. They used to have those. Of course, they don't lie. I haven't seen it in years. I always think of those, we call them glass eggs. We used to have a lot of old chickens that they'd go in the nest and chicken out and steal the egg. One got this glass egg in his stomach and he was having time.
Got his hold of something he hadn't planned though.
I know my mother called me and if she found them in her nest, hen nest, but she'd always holler for me. We killed the old snake, cut him in two and got the glass egg out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they used a gourd too. A little gourd made that grows in the shape of an egg. They use those for egg nests too.
I see. Well, while we're on the topic of snakes, what are some different types that you have in this area?
You have the cottonmouth, and that's